Dr. Mejia, the campus patient Robert Smith, medical records 1-1-835, telebird 115 and PPT2, referenization Dr. Judith Clark, procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure Cobb-Smith polypectomy, biopsy, standard procedure April 5, 2022, indications screening for colon cancer, hysterectomy, esophagus, fecal goblet test positive, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, polyp in the body of the stomach, number 2, irregular Z-line, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, 3 colon polyps removed, perioperative defoundation, second portion of the duodenum for the ETD, second for the colonoscopy, complications not immediately, medication after motor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, perioperative. Operative procedures per double temperature, paragraph finding, total findings appear normal, perioperative esophagus, D lines appears irregular, biopsy is taken, given prior history of bearers, perioperative stomach, diminutive polyp in the body of the stomach, biopsy is taken, period, antrum and body appear normal, biopsy is taken, related palliative, perioperative, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, period. Colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigma descending colon appeared normal, perioperative stenophilia appeared normal, perioperative. Transverse colon appeared normal, perioperative. Hepatic lachocyst, a polyp 5 mm removed by skull, snap polypectomy, period. Paragraph ascending colon, diminutive polyp 3 mm, and retematoscope biopsy polypectomy performed, perioperative. Cecum, diminutive polyp 3 mm, stereo biopsy polypectomy performed, perioperative. Recommendations 1, for pathology report, number 2 and 3 inflammations, number 3 avoid interest, number 4. Patient will need a repeat EGD in 3 years, given prior history of Barrett's. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, given histo these polyps, period, and totally patient.